Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As John stood with two of his disciples, Jesus passed, and John stared hard at him and said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God." Hearing this, the two disciples followed Jesus. Jesus turned round, saw them following, and said, "What do you want?" They answered, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where do you live?" "Come and see," he replied. So they went and saw where he lived and stayed with him the rest of that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of those two who became followers of Jesus after hearing what John had said was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. Early next morning, Andrew met his brother and said to him, "We found the Messiah," which means the Christ. And he took Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked hard at him and said, "You're Simon, son of John. You're to be called Cephas," meaning rock. One of the peculiarities of Scottish English, apart from the fact it's mostly peculiar, is that Scots of my generation and before, when we ask where someone lives, we habitually say, "Where do you stay?" It's a common way we talk about someone living somewhere. We mean, "What house do you stay in or live in?" And for us, we call everything a house, including apartments, flats. We don't make a distinction. It's one of those things that confuses, because many Scots don't realise it's a Scottish term to say stay rather than live or inhabit. Curiously enough, the same usage occurs in New Testament Greek. It's very important to this gospel passage we hear today. Possibly this is where we got it from. Because there the word to stay, menein, occurs several times. Sometimes it means to remain in one place. Sometimes it seems to mean just to live in a place. It also means to stay fixed. Just before the passage begins, we're told by that John the Baptist had been waiting for the one of whom the Spirit would descend from as a dove from heaven and would remain or stay on him. That's crucial to understanding why John the Baptist would recognize the Messiah in Christ. The Holy Spirit had often visited, but in the Old Testament, never for long. The Holy Spirit is seen as a spirit, the wind, it passes through, it doesn't stay, it doesn't remain. But Christ came, and Christ is the one where the Holy Spirit finds a home, a stillness, a sort of stability for the Spirit. The Spirit descends upon Christ and stays. And then John the Baptist sees the Christ. He looks at him. The two disciples leave John the Baptist and follow Christ, follow Jesus. And they say to him, "Where do you live?" Well, in the Greek, as you should now know by now, they actually say, "Where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and they saw where he stays, or stayed, and they stayed with him the whole day, throughout just that day. It was the 10th hour. The same word occurs several times then, to stay, to remain, to live in a place. Now, the two disciples aren't looking to check out Christ's living quarters. They're not fascinated by his house. There's a double meaning, as so often in the Gospel of John. The Holy Spirit stays for Christ, and Christ stays in the world. It's true that we often understand people by their living quarters, how they live, where they live. It's deeper. What they're really looking to say is, where is the place you are fixed? You who are the bearer of the Spirit that is fixed. Where do you stay? And where does the Spirit stay? Where are you in the world? The great secret of the Incarnation, the great scandal, in fact, of the Incarnation is Christ came to stay. Ancient Greeks, pagan world, had many stories of gods appearing as human beings, but either it was an appearance or it was at best a good imitation. But gods don't stay in the world, they pass through. Many of the stories are stories of gods disguised as human beings, unexpectedly rewarding hospitality or kindness, or else unexpectedly punishing injustice or hostility. The incarnation is not like that. Christ came to stay, to be here, and to remain here. And the resurrection and the ascension do not belie that fact. They don't mean he's gone away. So that Gospel of Matthew ends, I am with you always until the end of time. And the incarnation means that Christ is part of the world. He's here. He stays here. And for all the paradox of the interesting narratives where Christ is in exile, where he's taken to Egypt, he's taken to Nazareth, he's taken to Bethlehem, where he seems to be very unstable. And for all he says, the Son of Man is nowhere to lay his head. There's a stability, a staying, which is his, which he carries with him. Where do you stay? He says, come and see. And then you see that the Christ has come to stay in the world, in our life, to be with us forever. Even in time, even now as we wait for the coming of the kingdom, even as we wait for his return in the fullness of life and glory, he's staying with us. Where do you stay? There's only one answer. Here. He stays here.